It is time now to welcome to our microphone a gentleman who forgot to take his Dr. Denton's off this morning. Captain Marsupio, good morning, sir.
Hello there, boys and girls. Hello, Paul.
Well, good morning.
It is true. I left the Dr. Denton's on because they're the warmest things I own. And I think they look kind of natty.
Natty?
Yes, they're filled with gnats. Well, here is the end of a year and the start of a new one.
Well, it's been started for about 3 days now, yeah.
I thought you might be interested on what I did with my money last year.
Yes, what did you do with your money last year?
Last year I blew my money on wine, women, and Washington. About 35%, actually, went to Washington.
Right.
Son of a gun. I'm deathly afraid of getting a cold in this new year, so I've been taking some precautions.
Vitamin C?
Yes. Well, actually, the original form of vitamin C, you see, I'm eating hundreds of oranges to avoid getting a cold.
Okay. You're eating hundreds of oranges to avoid getting a cold, huh?
Yeah. Say, you do that well. Only trouble is, now I'm starting to peel. Well, maybe there's a job for me on Hennepin Avenue.
Could be.
Yes. Remember, friends, the early bird has to get his own breakfast.
Yeah.
I like these more adages to throw in there. A couple of definitions for you today.
Okay.
Do you know what a specimen is?
What is a specimen?
A specimen is an Italian astronaut. There I go, it's a specimen.
Right.
You know the definition of a plastic surgeon?
No, what's the definition of a plastic surgeon?
That's a man who keeps his grindstone to the nose. Kind of a little twist.
Right.
I'm kind of flaky tonight. I have a great date in store.
In store? Okay.
Yes. Not in the store, but I'm in a date with Senior Wentz's fist.
Need a few drum rolls here, yeah, right?
It all started when I made an obscene phone call to Senior Wentz's fist many years ago on the Ed Sullivan Show. Anyway, you know, it just seems like about a year and a half ago that we started here on what's the name of
this? WCCO-FM.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget my first day. Very, very busy day. Spent the entire day locating the coffee machine and getting the dope on early retirement. Well, I have a story here, but I seem to have misplaced it. Well, here it is. Okay, once upon a time there was a king and his court. Unfortunately, there was a stronger court than his court, which caused so much trouble that they felt like drinking in court. But that's another story. Anyway, the king had an envoy who spoke funny and was a master of disguise. His name was Kissinger, and he needed this disguise for security. He never knew when he would run into an old girlfriend. So, during his travels, he would constantly be seen wearing a magic disguise consisting of glasses and a large nose. He always wore this disguise, even to bed, which caused some strange comments from Kissinger's wife. Eventually, the king's enemies decided to confuse his government by infiltrating his court with fake Kissingers, each with his own magic eyeglass and big nose disguise. Well, things became pretty intolerable, especially for Kissinger's wife. Finally, in a dazed state, and I might add, in a unusually crowded bedroom, she uttered those immortal words, "I wonder who's Kissinger now."
I'll be with us Monday, friends, when the captain will tell us the touching story of the mother-in-law and the whoopee cushion.